Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It was the debut. Wait, I don't want to make you play that whole song all over again, but is it possible to fix my start to the hour? It never, ever, ever has to be asked if this show is live. LeBron's debut in Dubuque, Iowa. No, not Dubuque, Iowa. Actually in Portland, and he had points. In case you were wondering if LeBron James can no longer score now that he is wearing purple and gold, it's not the case. So phew. Now, I have no idea if these Lakers are going to find any kind of rhythm from three-point land. They were 0-for in the first half, and they did lose to Portland. However, there's a lot of buzz. They'll be on national TV a ton. If you didn't happen to see them on Thursday, you'll have 31 more opportunities in the regular season to watch them on national TV. Forget local. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about LeBron. You will hear from LeBron after the start to a new season for him. And I believe it's Saturday night. Gah. You can't get mad at me for not having the NBA schedule memorized. I believe it's Saturday night that the Lakers have their home debut, but I'm going to look right now for you. It is coming up on, yes, Saturday. Boom, baby. That's when they will host the Rockets in their home opener at Staples Center. And that will be a game that, oh, surprisingly, is also on national TV.
Live.
Exactly. Though if you have a DVR, you could watch it taped. If you happen to be involved in college football, or you're going to be watching solo like me, not with me, but like me, or maybe there's a game 7 in the NLCS. That's also a possibility. Or maybe you have a hot date. That's a possibility as well. So whatever the case, just know Saturday night, Lakers, LeBron, purple and gold, home opener. It's going to be a zoo. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Let's talk about football, shall we? Football, football, football. We're heading into a football Friday, and we've got our poll up. What's the game you're most looking forward to this weekend? And I got to tell you, there are some weird combos this weekend. Some odd games on the schedule that at first blush don't necessarily make you think, oh yeah, that one's going to be a barn burner. Nope. You might have to think, contemplate the mysteries of the universe before you vote in this particular poll. Oh, I didn't even retweet it yet. Oh, I'm going to do it right now. While I'm talking to you, I'm going to be on social media because I can do this. You can find that on our show Twitter in the meantime if you don't want to wait for me to retweet it. But we did pick four games. We also put the full schedule up on our Facebook page, and you, my friends, are allowed to pick any old game that you want. We're off and running, though, from the desert. Two teams really in desperate need of a win. The Broncos had dropped four games in a row, and almost as the antithesis to the column I wrote this week, where I convinced you, or tried to convince you, that defense still matters in today's NFL. Thus the use of the Jack Nicholson bite from a few good men. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
You want me on that
wall. Thank you, Jack.
You need me on that wall.
Just as a side note, neither one of the guys I work with have seen A Few Good Men. That's gross. If I have to watch Solo, I mean, I'm fine. I can watch Solo this weekend. If I have to watch Godfather, the two of you have to watch A Few Good Men.
I think the oldest movie I've seen is Forrest Gump.
Okay. I mean, that's, I wouldn't call it a classic, as in like an older classic, but it's definitely a one of the ones that you need to see if you are a student or a connoisseur of film. It definitely has a piece and a place in our American film heritage, but so does A Few Good Men. Demi Moore, Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson. Is it possible that the two of you could put it on your busy social calendars for sometime in the next several weeks? I promise you, you'll enjoy it. Can you potentially check your calendars for the next couple of weeks and see what you have? Considering that Chris is currently binge-watching Seinfeld, I think that you probably could break away for a couple hours for A Few Good Men. I'm telling you, you'll be blown away. The fact that you've never seen it. Isaac, are you actually in there checking your social calendar?
I was pulling up the Seinfeld theme.
Isaac doesn't even listen. Anyway, yeah, that pretty much changes the entire mood as I was scolding you for not watching A Few Good Men. I mean, Seinfeld is also iconic in American pop culture. No, these two things do not go together. Not. Don't you ever do that again. No. No Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men in one of the tensest courtroom scenes that you will ever see over Seinfeld music. Oh, my ears. You've just ruined my entire weekend. I don't know that I'll ever recover from that. You've been banned from ever using Jack Nicholson again. He's too good for you. Oh my gosh, if you guys could see Isaac and Chris right now, first of all, they can't even sit upright. They're laughing so hard. Dorks.
You can't handle the truth.
At least there was no Seinfeld music underneath that. Don't you dare mix match again. That's like drinking a glass of milk with salmon. And I love milk, but milk and fish do not go together, okay? That's like doing... Shoot, what are some of the weird sandwiches that people have suggested to me? Oh, peanut butter and bananas or something? No, there's no peanut butter and banana sandwiches. And I eat a lot of interesting stuff. Never, ever mix Jack Nicholson with Seinfeld. All right, are we clear? In any
case,
salmon
and milk.
It's like salmon and milk. It's like oil and water, but that one was too easy. I think salmon and milk is the perfect metaphor. The two do not mix. Anyway, Jack Nicholson is my theme for this week's football column. And in it, I was talking about how defense still matters. If you haven't read it, I know a lot of you have, and you've sent me your tweets, your replies. I always appreciate your feedback. It's pinned to the top of my Twitter page, A-Law Radio. I also use a golf analogy, and I compare defense to a flagpole. You're going to have to go check it out on your own. I was feeling very creative. It works, unlike salmon and milk or Jack and Seinfeld. Anyways, it's pinned to the top of our Facebook page as well, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And the point I made in there is that as I was talking about defense, don't use the Patriots and Chiefs week 6 as an example of how defense is still critical. And definitely don't use the Denver Broncos.
Because Mahomes magic.
They were coming off of back-to-back games in which they nearly gave up 600 total rushing yards. That's unheard of for this team on defense, but especially a team that has Von Miller and has added Bradley Chubb, right? And has a Derek Wolfe and has a secondary that prides itself on being a back line that picks up for its front seven. And yet they got completely schooled by the Jets and then Todd Gurley and the Rams. And so it wasn't really a surprise that last week, not only did Von Miller express his embarrassment, but he guaranteed that things would be different on Thursday night.
They're going to get our whole team's best, and that starts with me. They're going to get my best this week, and we're going to go out there and we're going to kick their ass. This is the way I'm feeling.
And he said, I'm not irritated. I'm not mad. I'm just confident. I'm sure that it's not going to happen again. Well, Von Miller put his money where his mouth is, and the Denver Broncos followed through.
Rosen gets the shotgun snap. It's deflected the line, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Todd Davis. Davis inside the 10, dives inside the 5 for the goal line touchdown. 20-yard return for Todd Davis. And the Denver defense strikes first, up 6-0, 59 seconds into the game.
Third down and one. Christian Kirk motioning on the left side of the line. Pressure coming. Quick toss, and it's intercepted. Threw it right into the hands of Chris Harris at midfield. Veers right to the 40. Harris to the 30. High steps a man at the 20, and he's going to high step his way into the end zone with a high five for Todd Davis as he gets six. Second pick six tonight for the Denver defense, and they've got a 20-3 lead. Shotgun snap to Rosen, sets in the pocket, airing it deep down the left sideline, looking for Christian Kirk, and it's intercepted by Bradley Roby in the end zone. It'll be a touchback as Rosen is picked for the third time tonight. Bradley Roby with the interception, and the Cardinals turn it over with 10:20 to play in the fourth.
You know, honestly, it wasn't even for the Cardinals, it was for my teammates. It was just to put us in that mentality. You know, ain't no backing down now. And I think, you know, we have a great football team. We got great leadership. We got a great GM, great owner, great coaches. And we got great players. And I just thought what we was missing is just the confidence part of it. So, you know, I thought about it. You know, and that's not even like me. You know, that's not even like me. But I feel like that was the best thing to do to get my teammates going. And it was great. It worked.
He's right. It worked. Von Miller, a calculated risk in guaranteeing that the Broncos were going to kick the Cardinals' double curvy roads, or as the Denver Broncos social media said it, their booty. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A couple of sacks for Von Miller. He also had four other QB hits on Josh Rosen, who had a rough night. Von also recovered a fumble. The fumble was one of five turnovers by the rookie QB, and the defense sacked him six times. Kevin Kugler with the calls on the Westwood One radio network. And so for the Cardinals, they remain stuck on just the one win. They fall to Denver 45-10 in their own stadium. But honestly, as many Broncos have noted, as the announcers noted, it was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, along with Aaron and I think Christina Pink was on the side. Aaron Andrews and Christina Pink on the sidelines. As they all noted, it sounded more like a Broncos home game because of the number of fans that not only live there in the Glendale, Phoenix area, but also the number of fans that made this trip. Now the Broncos snap their four-game losing skid. Will it turn out to be a catalyst? We shall see. But certainly, the QB woes, the offensive woes continue for Rosen and the Cardinals.
It wasn't great, I'll tell you that. I mean, we got a lot to work on. I mean, it's a team game, and I know my brothers would have my back. I obviously didn't play up to my standard or even close to it. But, I mean, that's why you play another one next week.
Definitely embarrassing effort tonight. Our fans deserve more than that. We got to come out and perform better than that. Six sacks, three interceptions, two for touchdowns. Can go on and on. And unacceptable. Got to find ways to get this thing corrected and corrected soon. You guys going to ask me about changes? That's premature to talk about any changes right now. Okay. Everybody's going to be evaluated. Across the board, and as I said before, we got to find ways to get this thing moving in the right direction.
Steve Wilks saying, okay, everybody's under a microscope. Everybody is subject to evaluation, but let's not freak out and start pulling the team apart. Definitely been a rough entry for him as a first-time head coach and a first-time rookie quarterback. I feel badly for the veterans on that team, specifically Larry Fitzgerald, because he decided to come back and play again for this Cardinals organization that he loves so much in a city that dotes on him. And I don't know whether or not they turn it around and find a few wins, but more importantly, find a more positive direction in the second two-thirds of the season. And Larry did have a touchdown tonight, but if you know him or know what he's about, you know that for him it's about the winning. It's not about the individual statistics or the individual accomplishments. And this has got to be really difficult for him. David Johnson, same thing. Guys know, defenses know. Guys on the defense know if you stop him, Arizona becomes extremely limited. 855-212-4227. That's our phone number. CBS's Super Bowl season continues on Sunday with a triple header. First from London, the Tennessee Titans take on the Los Angeles Chargers. I'll tell you the truth, that wasn't one of the games that we put in our poll about the one you're most looking forward to in week 7. But then Tom Brady and the Patriots coming off that thrilling win over Kansas City will collide with Khalil Mack and the Bears. Is that the one you're most looking forward to? Or is it the big NFC East showdown between the Cowboys and the Redskins? You want to wake up early, early, get your breakfast on with the NFL today at 9 o'clock Eastern. That's 6 a.m. Pacific. Start your full day, a full day of football on CBS. You're already casting your vote for our poll. That's only on Twitter. On Facebook, you get to choose any game that you like, and you are. This is always one of our most heavily trafficked polls and questions on social media each week. And I'd love to take your football calls as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Facetious, flaky, and farcical.
We're morons.
Checking out the fallacious feedback of the week. It's time for Face Palm Friday.
We were speaking of the woes of the Arizona Cardinals offense. It's a crisis mode right now for Steve Wilks in his first year as the head coach of the Cards and also his rookie quarterback. By the way, Sam Bradford's still making money, even though he has been inactive. Going back to, what, week 3? Is that when Rosen took over as the starter? And so the team is also paying a starting quarterback to not dress for games. And Rosen has 5 turnovers. To make it worse, it doesn't seem like there's palpable progress. In fact, they went through a stretch going back to week 6 in which they were 0-for-17 on third downs. And so for our first Face Palm Friday exhibit, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck from the Fox/NFL Network broadcast of Thursday Night Football.
It's third down and 5, play clock at 3. Hand off to Johnson, it's another third down miss. I mean, it's getting to epic proportions for Arizona. They came in at 21.9% on third down, which is by far last in the NFL. They were 0-for-10 in Minnesota last week. They're 0-for-7 in this game. No team has converted less than 24% on third down since at least 1972.
Well, they should just go Canadian football and punt on third downs.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday.
Oh, my gosh. I think the hashtag Facepalm Friday applies to the Arizona Cardinals and their offense. But how about Troy Aikman? They should just go Canadian football and punt on third down.
Well, they should just go Canadian football and punt on third downs.
And he says it with a straight face. He doesn't laugh. I don't actually remember if Joe Buck had a reaction, but I tweeted that because it made me laugh out loud and then say, oi. Not meh. That's not strong enough. Oi, I said to myself and to my dog.
Well, they should just go Canadian football and punt on third downs.
My dog does not like football. As soon as football comes on the TV, the dog goes upstairs to sleep in a different room. She's not into football. Maybe she's not entertained by Troy Aikman. I don't know. I like Troy. It was one of the coolest moments of our Super Bowl runs for the show is to sit with him in Houston. And Houston? No, it might have been San Francisco where we were. To sit with him in San Francisco and do a one-on-one conversation. It was slightly unnerving, though, to have people taking my photo. Well, not my photo, but photo of Troy Aikman that I just happened to be in because he was there and he was out in public. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Are you rah-rah?
Every kiss begins with K.
Those moments don't go away, do they?
Tom Brady's pretty hot regardless of how you slice.
Oh, dear. Singing with Derek Brooks has become an annual occasion, though. That's kind of fun. What's the game you're most looking forward to this weekend in the NFL? The four options we've given you on Twitter: the Redskins hosting the Cowboys, who are coming off their best game, their most complete performance of the season. The Redskins also had a rebound in week six. So it'll be interesting to see which of those teams can continue or extend the momentum into week seven, especially in a huge battle in their division. Because right now, like many other divisions in the NFL, the NFC East is completely up for grabs. So the Redskins are at 3-2. The Cowboys and the Eagles are both 3-3. And then there's the Giants at 1-5. We'll get to some Giants reaction as they get set for a big game against the Falcons on Monday night. I mean, Falcons just got to win. They just got back to the win column. They definitely don't want to fall to a 1-5 team, because then they'd have the same record as the Giants. And we all know where the Giants are residing currently. Also, if it's critical for the Giants to try to get a win to at least keep the other teams in the NFC East within sight, well, then the Falcons are in even more dire straits because of the strength at the top of the NFC South. Right now, that's the New Orleans Saints, who've won four consecutive games and are coming off their bye week. The Saints at the Baltimore Ravens, who last week recorded a franchise record 11 sacks. Can they get to Drew Brees? Can they put as much pressure on Drew Brees, who has that quick release, the quick reads, the quick release, the accuracy? Can they put pressure on him the way that we were able to see that defense converge and put pressure on Marcus Mariota? Two completely different animals, obviously. But you come off a shutout in week six, you certainly don't want to turn around and get picked apart by Drew Brees. So those are some of your options for week seven in the NFL.
Marcus Mariota.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday. All right, LeBron James makes his debut as a Los Angeles Laker. It does not result in a victory. So, okay, the man can't walk on water just yet. Instead, it leaves them much room for growth. But you know what? That's what people have said about the Cleveland Cavaliers at the start of the seasons, with some of their ups and downs, the roller coaster ride. No one steps on the court ready to win a championship in game number one. And so it's all out there now for the Lakers, and they know some of the issues that they will confront during the 2018-19 season. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Love to talk about week seven in the NFL with you. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Here comes LeBron. Lakers have a 5-on-4. LeBron out of the backcourt. LeBron down the middle. LeBron all the way. Left-hand layup. Good. 20 in the game for LeBron. Lakers trail by just 3, 98-95. Here comes LeBron the other way. LeBron powers to the rim, puts it up and in. 107-102, Lakers trail by 5. LeBron has 24 points in the game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
He's a Laker. No, seriously. It's not a Halloween costume. The purple and gold, it's actually LeBron James. He's part of the Lake Show. And it's going to take some getting used to. I'm not quite adjusted yet. Also, it's weird to see Rondo in a Lakers uniform, but that's maybe not quite as difficult to process, only because he's played in so many different uniforms since he left the Boston Celtics. For LeBron and the Lakers, they start out their season on the road at Portland, and they really struggled from downtown. So in the first half, they were 0-for from beyond the arc. In the second half, they managed to hit 7 triples, But those shooting woes contributed to putting them in a double-figure hole. Now, they came back. They rallied before Portland pulled away. And ironically enough, down the stretch, it was some big threes by Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and also off the bench, one of the leading scorers, Nick Stauskas. And so the Blazers are comfortable. They're in their own building. They're in their own home. They obviously have just lost their owner in Paul Allen. But for the Lakers, and really for the NBA, the attention is on LeBron James in a brand new uniform with a brand new challenge. John Ireland with the call on the Lakers radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 26 points for LeBron. He goes 0 of 4 from downtown, but overall was 9 of 16 from the field. Played 37 minutes, had a dozen rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 6 turnovers. If you'd like me to tell you how many fouls he had, the breakdown of offensive and defensive rebounds, I can do that. I just don't know how in-depth you want me to go with his stat line. He's got Brandon Ingram. He's got JaVale McGee, who, of course, was with the Golden State Warriors. Kyle Kuzma off the bench for 29 minutes. And Kuzma last year, so much fun to watch. True breakout player. He had 15 points and 5 rebounds. They have some talent on the team, and they've got guys who can shoot. So Josh Hart comes off the bench for 20 points. I don't want to say it's a ragtag bunch because that's not fair, but it is a lot of pieces that Magic Johnson and Jeannie Buss harvested from other places to put around LeBron James. We'll call it more of a stopgap season. Definitely a year in which they want to gel as a team. They want to build a philosophy around LeBron. And it's only Luke Walton's third season as the head coach of the Lakers. They want to be competitive for sure. But they're not done, which is why LeBron signed a 3-year deal so he can stay in place. It's just the first of the national broadcasts for the Los Angeles Lakers. Your next chance to see them will be against the Houston Rockets coming up on Saturday night at 7:30 LA time when they'll have their home debut at Staples Center.
I like our fight to get back into the game when we're down double digits. I like the way we competed at times. I like the way we shared the ball at times as well. And, so those are all positive.
Not a whole lot to say about it. I feel like I saw on social media that he was speaking before the game too, just in general, because it was his debut with the Los Angeles Lakers. Trust me, there will be a little bit of talk about LeBron in 2018-19. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. It's also a Facepalm Friday. And after I mentioned peanut butter and bananas, which is not something I've ever had. I've had Fluffernutter, so marshmallow fluff and peanut butter back when I could eat whatever I wanted. That was really yummy. But some of you are suggesting combinations of peanut butter and other things like this, peanut butter and Nutella on a sandwich. I mean, of course, Nutella is just another form of chocolate. I mean, you could put Nutella on anything and it would be delicious, but it's not sugar-free or calorie-free or fat-free. No. I had this friend, but also a colleague that I used to work with late night hours at my previous network. She was never without a large container of Nutella. She would dip anything in Nutella. And so, of course, it was awesome for a while, but she was also one of those people who could eat anything she wanted because she was the stick figure. That's not me. And so I had to make sure that there was no Nutella anywhere within reach. Anytime. I've never purchased Nutella. I just know that for one summer, I couldn't stand to not eat it because it was everywhere. Every time I worked with Rachel. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Was a night in which you had college football, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and MLS all taking place. I don't know if someone was running cross country out there or if there was a tennis match or maybe even a golf match. There probably was going on internationally.
Carnival golf.
But in the United States, it was one heck of a busy night in sports. The Red Sox await the winner of the NLCS. It could end on Friday. I'm still rooting for a game 7. We have not had a winner-take-all elimination game yet in this playoff run, except for the wild cards.
The Red Sox win.
Thank goodness for the wild cards, right? I'm not missing anything. We didn't have a game 5 in the first round. We had 2 game 4s, but we had no game 5s. And unless we get a game 7 between Brewers and Dodgers, we'll go into the World Series with none of those winner-take-all, everything on the line, you win or you go home elimination games. All the tension and the drama. Man, I feel like we're missing out. I'm definitely missing them. Now, a real competitive World Series that goes 7 games could make up for it. But how you feeling about the postseason so far? Is it a wah-wah-wah? Or are you all jazzed up, geeked up about it? I suppose if your team is still alive, well, that answers that question. But the rest of you around the country, America's pastime. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. James is listening in Phoenix. James, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Love the show. Listen every night.
Thank you.
It is the highlight of the end of my day, let me tell you.
Oh, that's awesome. Glad to hear it.
So I got 2 questions. One, I am really interested in this Patriots-Bears game. It's been my contention since the Bears got Khalil Mack that they are a playoff-caliber team. Not that they can get to the Super Bowl, but I think they could make the playoffs, especially in that division. Do you think that they can beat the Patriots this week?
I think anything can happen in sports. Otherwise, why would they play? If I said to you, no, they can't beat the Patriots, what does that make me? What is that like? I'm not a savant. I don't have a crystal ball, and I wouldn't watch if I already knew.
Than we are, Amy.
I'm already what?
You're a little more in tune than
that doesn't matter. Well, come on, James. That does not matter. We would not watch sports if the experts could predict how things would play out, because where would the drama be? Nothing ever plays out in sports the way that we expected, or very few things do. And this is what I love about it. So I do not make predictions. They're nothing but guesses that people then mistake for your lack of expertise. And so
I can tell you
factors or things that I think will be important in the game, but I absolutely cannot tell you who's going to win because I have no idea.
Okay, so explain this to me like I'm a 2-year-old, Amy. How in the heck did the experts favor the Cardinals tonight over Denver and had them at 1.5?
Well, I'm not sure if you mean experts or mean Vegas.
And Vegas, experts.
Okay, well. I know nothing about betting. I am
Not the betting, but the CBS sports experts on my confidence pool and Vegas, they all had Arizona favored at 1.5.
Okay.
How is that possible?
That's not a lot of points. It's 1.5.
No.
But either way, it probably has to do, again, I have no idea, can't speak for other people definitively, but all I know is that the Broncos defense had been completely decimated the last 9 quarters. Think about what the Broncos had gone through. They'd allowed Todd Gurley a career high over 200 yards rushing. They allowed Isaiah Crowell to set a career high over 200 yards rushing and a franchise record for the Jets. Going back to the game against the Chiefs, where I kind of feel like they lost some of their spirit for a bit, that was the fourth quarter in which they were up 14 points in Denver, and they allowed Patrick Mahomes to escape time after time and to continue to make throws down the field. And I know the offense had a lot to do with it because Case Keenum and the offense came on the field once in that fourth quarter and had a 3-and-out, and the defense was tired. But that was really where they got punched in the gut. And I don't think they recovered until Thursday night, until tonight in Arizona. And I appreciate that Von Miller, as their fearless leader, put himself out there and put them out there and said, essentially, we're going to kick their rears because we're tired of being embarrassed. That was kind of what he was saying.
Yes, and they did that. All I know is, up until tonight, they were killing me in my confidence pool. So
I'm sure if you let them know that, they'd be happy to send you a personal apology.
I'm sure. You think they'll send me a check, Amy?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
So before I let you go, I have another question.
I've been
following
this.
I'm a Bulls fan. I'm from Chicago. I live in Phoenix now. But I'm following this LeBron thing because I really want to see LeBron succeed in moving to L.A. and joining the Lakers. My question is this. Do you think Jimmy Butler, who is unhappy in Minnesota, would be a good fit to play with LeBron in L.A.? And who would they give up, or who should they give up?
Right now, you mean, in a trade?
Yeah, right now.
No, that's not happening. That's not happening.
Well, let's say in a month.
It's not happening.
No? You can't see him in L.A.?
It's not that I can't see him in L.A. I just don't know what it is that the Timberwolves would take in return that they feel like would be a good compliment, number one. Number two, I'm not sure the Lakers will pull the trigger, because if it continues that Butler is really unhappy, then the price is going to drop, because every team out there is going to know that the Timberwolves have to move him. And so, yeah, I don't know. He's a guy that I think got what he wanted in going back and shaking things up and guys responding to him, his spirit, his intensity. They definitely need that. So the fact that he's got a really close relationship with Tom Thibodeau, I think, is important. We'll see. He's an alpha male, right? So
Yes. There's
also that consideration when you talk about playing with LeBron James, because not every guy can do it.
Yeah.
I got to let you go. This has been a five-minute phone call.
One quick question.
Already asked me like 17 questions, and I have to let you go because it's been a five-minute phone call.
Okay. Bye, Amy.
Okay. Thank you, James. It was the James and Amy show there for 5 minutes. Which is actually not the name of the show. But I do appreciate that he spent 5 minutes peppering me with questions about why is Vegas favoring this team and who do I think is going to win this game.
May I ask you?
No. Okay. No. We have got two awesome Facepalm Friday moments to share with you in the second half of the show. One is a guy who, speaking of predictions, against my advice, made a prediction. And then, when I tried to talk him down off of it, he wouldn't back up. That's my favorite kind of prediction. No hedging. Also, no phone call back to say, hey, I was wrong. I was so wrong. Also, I got a text from someone that I don't know if it was a joke or not. But I still can't figure out why he would possibly send me a text being serious like this. But anyway, you'll hear it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.